This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar's military announced a major cabinet reshuffle with massive removals and appointments hours after the country declared the state of emergency on Monday. Under the cabinet reshuffle, new union ministries were appointed for 11 ministries, while 24 deputy ministers were removed from their post. Union chief justice and judges of the Supreme Court of the union, chief justices and judges of regional or state high courts are allowed to remain in office. The move came after the president's office declared a state of emergency for 1 year, and the legislative, executive, and judicial powers were handed over to the commander-in-chief of defense services earlier Monday. U.S. President Joe Biden condemned the military's takeover from the civilian-led government on Monday and its detention of elected leader and Aung San Suu Kyi as a direct assault on the country's transition to democracy and the rule of law. As part of its ongoing two-week mission to trace the origins of COVID-19, a team of investigators led by the World Health Organization arrived at an animal health facility in China's central city of Wuhan, and the search for clues about the origins. The independent team has already visited key hospitals, the Regional Disease Control Center, and the city's Hunan Seafood Market, where the first cluster of infections was believed to have originated in 2019. The deadliest month yet of the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. drew to a close with certain signs of progress. That's COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations plummeting while vaccinations are picking up speed. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden told Republican senators during a two-hour meeting Monday night that he is unwilling to settle on an insufficient coronavirus aid package after they picked up their slimmed-down $618 billion proposal, which is a fraction of the $1.9 trillion that he has been seeking. No compromise was reached in the lengthy session, Biden's first with lawmakers at the White House, and Democrats in Congress pushed ahead with groundwork for approving his COVID relief plan with or without Republican votes. Despite the Republican group's appeal for bipartisanship as part of Biden's efforts to unify the country, the president made it clear that he will not delay aid in hopes of winning GOP support. One of Donald Trump's lawyers says that Democrats are using the upcoming Senate impeachment trial as a political weapon to bar the former president from seeking office again. The Trump attorney, David Schoen, also told Fox News that Democrats are pursuing a case that is undemocratic and unconstitutional. Trump faces trial before the U.S. Senate next week on accusations that he incited a harrowing and deadly siege at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Democrats are aiming to link the violence and chaos to Trump's encouragement of his supporters to fight like hell against the results of his election loss to Joe Biden, the current president. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has suggested that a top European Union official should choreograph the United States and Iran's return to the 2015 nuclear deal. He made the suggestion in an interview with CNN that aired on Monday. In January, Zarif had suggested that the United States should remove sanctions on Iran before Tehran returns to the terms of the pact. The original parties to the nuclear agreement were Iran, Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the United States. After abandoning the deal in 2018, former U.S. President Donald Trump reimposed sanctions and imposed new U.S. economic penalties on Iran. And again, the U.S., the deadliest month yet of the coronavirus outbreak in the U.S. drew to a close. Certain signs of progress with COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations plummeting and vaccinations picking up speed. The U.S. death toll had climbed to 440,000 with over 95,000 lost in January alone. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.